and welcome back to the Pillars of Perception podcast. I'm your host, Hindal Gharabelli, and in today's episode, we delve into the enticing world of the microbiota gut-brain axis, a subject that's at the forefront of modern health and science. This complex network linking the trillions of microbes residing in our gut to our brain represents a paradigm shift in our understanding of health and disease. The concept of the microbiota gut-brain axis isn't new. Philosophers like Hippocrates recognized the interplay between the mind and body centuries ago. He was quoted saying that all disease begins in the gut. However, it's only in recent years that science has begun to uncover the mechanisms behind this connection. The discovery that our gut can communicate with our brain and vice versa has opened up new avenues for understanding conditions that span both the physical and psychological realms, such as anxiety, depression, and irritable bowel syndrome. Central to this communication is the neurotransmitter serotonin, known for its role in feelings of well-being and happiness. Serotonin is also a key regulator in our digestive system, highlighting the dual roles many chemicals and hormones play in this axis. The interplay between gut health and mental health is further complicated by the phenomenon of dysbiosis, which is basically an imbalance in our gut. This imbalance can lead to a cascade of effects, not just in our gut, but also across our entire body, influencing our mental state and contributing to a range of conditions. The implications of these findings are vast. They suggest that the way we treat conditions like anxiety and depression might need to encompass more than just the brain, considering the potential role of gut health. Moreover, they highlight the importance of diet and lifestyle in maintaining the delicate balance of our gut microbiota. Probiotics, dietary changes, and other interventions aimed at nurturing our gut emerge as potential strategies for maintaining not just physical health, but mental well-being too. Picture your gut as a vibrant metropolis, teeming with trillions of bacteria, each playing a pivotal role in your mental health well-being. These microscopic inhabitants aren't mere bystanders. They're active participants, constantly communicating with your brain. This exchange occurs along the brain-gut microbiota axis. In the context of mental health, particularly depression, this axis is transformative. Research, such as that highlighted in Brain-Gut Microbiota Axis in Depression, published on PubMD, indicates that disruptions in our gut's microbial harmony can precipitate depressive episodes. It's akin to a disturbance in a city's equilibrium, leading to a collective downturn in its residents' morale. Central to the sophisticated relationship is the vagus nerve, our body's primary channel for bidirectional communication. It acts as the main axis connecting our brain and gut, with a profound ability to influence our mood and emotions based on the gut's state. This nerve is a key player in transmitting sensory information from the gut to the brain, and vice versa, enabling a range of psychological and physiological responses. Research has shown that stimulation of the vagus nerve can strengthen the connection between the gut and brain, impacting various brain regions involved in higher-order cognitive functions such as that of goal-directed behavior. This effect of vagus nerve stimulation on stomach-brain connection has been observed to spread across different regions of the brain, influencing areas involved in metabolic sensing and the adaptive control of behavior. The vagus nerve's influence extends beyond digestion to encompass various aspects of mental health. For example, certain mental disorders characterized by reduced sensory input to the brain might benefit from therapies involving vagus nerve stimulation. This form of stimulation is being explored for its potential therapeutic applications in conditions like depression, where it might help improve symptoms and offer a quicker relief from depressive states by enhancing the brain's reception of bodily signals. Stimulating the vagus nerve can have various benefits for mood enhancement and overall health. Here are some methods to stimulate the vagus nerve. We have deep breathing or meditation. The practice of extending your exhale longer than your inhale sends signals to your brain to increase parasympathetic nervous system activity, which is responsible for relaxation and digestion. Meditation, particularly practices that involve focusing on breath and body sensations, can also improve vagal tone, influencing mood positively. And then we have physical activities. Activities like yoga, which combine physical postures with breath control, can stimulate the vagus nerve by promoting gastric motility, essential for digestion. Moderate exercise like yoga supports the parasympathetic nervous system, which the vagus nerve is a significant part of. And then we have cold exposure. Brief exposure to cold, such as taking a cold shower or going for a walk in cold weather, can activate the vagus nerve. This activation is believed to shift the body towards a more parasympathetic activity. And then, of course, we have dietary choices. Consuming foods like spinach, seeds, nuts, bananas, and poultry can support the production of serotonin, a neurotransmitter that influences mood and well-being. Serotonin production in the gut can aid in controlling inflammation, which can improve communication from the gut to the brain via the vagus nerve. We also have probiotics and fermented foods. Introducing probiotics and fermented foods into your diet can influence the gut microbiota, which in turn can stimulate the vagus nerve. Certain probiotic strains have been shown to increase the production of neurotransmitters like GABA, reducing stress, depression, and anxiety. This evolving narrative encourages us to adopt a more holistic perspective on mental health interventions. Instead of focusing solely on the brain, it acknowledges the gut as a crucial determinant of mental health. It beckons us to explore innovative, comprehensive strategies to combat depression, heralding a promising new era for those impacted by this widespread ailment. Diving into the brain-gut connection, it's fascinating to see how our diet, the trillions of microbes in our gut, and our mental health are all intertwined. Research is pointing towards some pretty exciting ways we can potentially lift our spirits and manage depression. I'm sure you've all heard of the Mediterranean diet. It's not just good for your heart, it turns out that it might be great for your brain too. Rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats like olive oil, this diet is known for reducing inflammation, the key villain in both physical and mental health issues. It's like feeding your gut the right fuel so it can help keep your mood in check. Then there's this term, psychobiotics, that's gaining buzz. Think of them as probiotics, but with a twist. There are specific strains of good bacteria that could have a direct impact on brain health, potentially easing symptoms of depression. It's like sending in a special task force to restore balance in your gut and in turn your mind. And antidepressants? They're a common go-to for managing depression, but here's a kicker. They might be working in ways we didn't fully understand before, possibly by interacting with our gut microbiota. It's like they're not just working on the brain, but also having a party in the gut, helping to bring things back into harmony. Diving into the nitty-gritty of how diet affects mental health, particularly depression, we find a multifaceted interaction that hinges on several key factors. A significant aspect is the impact of high glycemic diets, which are known to cause rapid spikes and falls in blood glucose levels, potentially leading to depressive symptoms. This kind of diet, rich in refined carbohydrates, not only poses a risk for diabetics, a condition often seen alongside depression, but also prompts an inflammatory response. This inflammation might be the bridge connecting such diets to depressive states, considering that both diabetes and depression share common grounds in insulin resistance and neurocognitive issues. The gut's microbial inhabitants communicate with the brain via various pathways with alterations in this communication linked to depressive states. Diet plays a pivotal role in shaping this gut community, affecting everything from microbial diversity to the production of neuroactive compounds. Recent research from Harvard Medical School and MIT has highlighted a fascinating and quite alarming link between gut health in pregnant women and the risk of autism in their offspring. This study points to how infections during pregnancy can trigger an inflammatory response. This not only affects fetal brain development, but also alters the maternal microbiome, potentially setting the stage for future inflammatory conditions in the child, which could be connected to autism spectrum disorders. As the research progresses, the hope is to unravel these intricate pathways further, potentially paving the way to targeted dietary interventions to combat depression. While large-scale trials have yielded mixed results, smaller studies suggest promising outcomes. So what's the bottom line? Taking care of our gut through a healthy diet and possibly even targeted probiotics could be a new frontier in managing mental health. It's like we've got this inner ecosystem, and by keeping it in balance, we could potentially keep our moods more balanced too. So next time you reach for a snack, remember, you're not just feeding yourself, but a whole community that's working tirelessly to keep you feeling your best. As we wrap up today's insightful journey into the realm of gut health, I want to extend my heartfelt gratitude for your engagement and curiosity. Together, we've peeled back the layers of how our gut's well-being is intrinsically linked to our overall health and mental state. Let's carry forward the conversation, nurturing our bodies and minds with compassion and informed choices. Remember, every step towards understanding is a step towards wellness. I'm your host, Hindal Ghanabelli, and until we meet again, take care and stay curious.